Zoomer Radio, Celine and Courage. Her Courage World Tour has been pushed back again. It won't happen until at least 2023 because of ongoing health issues. The Temptations started the hour, and this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. For the first time in years, we can get up close to the beautiful cherry blossom or sakura trees in parks all across Toronto. Blooms are expected to peak as soon as this week, actually. Our guest isn't an arborist. He's not a botanist. He's an artist, a graphic designer, a photographer, and a cherry blossom enthusiast focusing on High Park Sakura trees. Sakura Steve Joniak joins the Morning Zoom. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve. So your nickname is Sakura Steve. This must mean you have quite a connection to cherry blossoms. Tell us about your story.
Sure, yes, I do. So when I first moved to Toronto, I lived near the High Park area. And for many years, I didn't even know that the trees were actually there until one day I was running through the park and I came across during cherry blossom season, and I was just completely blown away and amazed by this spectacular view of all these blossomy trees all the way going down the path towards the pond. And then when I tried to come back a few days later, they were already falling and already done. And I was, so the following years, I tried to always go back around the same time to see if I could catch them again, and either I just missed them or they were still, still about to bloom. So fast forward a few years later when I was looking for some other sort of creative project to work on, and I thought this might be a fantastic project to do, to try to go to the park earlier and try to start tracking the blossoms and try to figure out more about the history.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so tell us about your website, because you track the blossoms and you post there on sakurainhighpark.com. So you created it, why, for us?
It was a bit of a passion project. Part of it was I wanted to create it just sort of my, showcase some of my own photography skills and try to see how far I can take it. But the more I started delving into the history and our connection with Japan and then the cultural exchange, and I was became more and more fascinated by this incredible gift that the Japanese gave Toronto back in 1959. And then the more I learned about it, the more I thought other people might want to learn about this and share. Because at the time when I started the site, there were no other real good resources that I could find. So I thought that I could use my expertise as a web designer and photographer to try to bring out the beauty of this, of the sakura cherry blossom, share it with the city so that other people in the city who I know love this as much as I do, what can actually know when to come out and what to expect and when's the best time to see them.
Steve, we know how beautiful cherry blossoms are. Tell us something we might not know about cherry blossoms.
The one thing that most people don't realize is just that how quickly they can come and go. Basically meaning they're very sensitive to the weather. And of course, Toronto has a very interesting climate. We're sort of at the extreme in terms of cold weather where the blossoms can actually bloom. But also, depending on the weather, whether we're having a mild winter, they could bloom much, much earlier as they did with the first year in 2012 when I was started watching. Or, as an example, in 2016 when we had the extreme cold, the polar vortex, a lot of very freezing weather, they actually pushed the dates back so far that the blooms actually hardly even came out. So there was only like 10% of the flowers actually bloom that year.
And what's your best guess as to when they'll bloom this year? When this week do you think it'll happen?
I had predicted that they would start blooming around this Wednesday, so tomorrow, May 4th. And in fact, on Sunday, I already saw the first signs. The very first blossom has begun to open. And I would probably say by this weekend, for Mother's Day weekend, which would be a great gift for all mothers in Toronto to actually get out to the park and actually view them.
And if you weren't going to High Park, which is obviously the mecca in Toronto for cherry blossoms, what would be your second choice for location?
There's actually quite a few good locations throughout the city. If people are near, it's actually Centennial Park. That's actually even a larger collection of trees. There's over 460 trees in Centennial Park that people could enjoy. If they're on the islands, there's even 30 trees at Toronto Island. There's some at York University, the UFT, and even downtown. There's a few locations like by the Liberal Arts Library and the Japanese Cultural Center.
That's awesome. Okay, so for more information on the cherry blossom or sakura trees in High Park and right across Toronto, go to toronto.ca/cherryblossoms and check out Sakura Steve's website too, sakurainhighpark.com. Thanks, Steve, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.